You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
Hey,
As I explained, this is Remix Tape, and we're here today with a mix of songs I've brought together from some vinyl I brought in today to share with you. And I also brought in some books from which I'd like to read. So we're doing a mix, I guess a multimedia mix in that way. And we started with what you just heard is REM's Radio Free Europe from their 1983 album Murmur. I'm lucky to have a vinyl copy of this. It was a gift, so it's cool when people are nice enough to give you such presents. What I want to read from is a book I'm still in the process of finishing. It's a book which is from the 1930s by a writer named Carson McCullers. It's called The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. The radio theme continues in this passage I'm going to read from that, from this novel. And this particular passage is describing a girl. She's, I think, about 12 or 13. Describing her, I guess, maturation and the role that music plays in that. In many ways, the novel is about a lot of different characters, but for this particular girl, music is, I guess, her way of understanding things about growing up that don't make sense. Okay. The radio was on as usual. For a second, she stood by the window and watched the people inside. The bald-headed man and the gray-haired lady were playing cards at a table. Mick sat on the ground. This was a very fine and secret place. Close around were thick cedars so that she was completely hidden by herself. The radio was no good tonight. Somebody sang popular songs that all ended in the same way. It was like she was empty. She reached in her pockets and felt around with her fingers. There were raisins and a buckeye and a string of beads, one cigarette with matches. She lighted the cigarette and put her arms around her knees. It was like she was so empty there. There wasn't even a feeling or thought in her. One program came on after another, and all of them were punk. She didn't especially care. She smoked and picked a little bunch of grass blades. After a while, a new announcer started talking. He mentioned Beethoven. She had read in the library about that musician. His name was pronounced with an A and spelled with double E. He was a German fellow, like Mozart. When he was living, he spoke in a foreign language and lived in a foreign place, like she wanted to do. The announcer said they were going to play his third symphony. She only halfway listened because she wanted to walk some more, and she didn't care much what they played. Then the music started. Mick raised her head, and her fist went up to her throat. How did it come? For a minute, the opening balanced from one side to the other, like a walk or a march, like God strutting in the night. The outside of her was suddenly froze, and only that first part of the music was hot inside her. She could not even hear what sounded after, but she sat there waiting and froze with her fist tight. After a while, the music came again, harder and loud. It didn't have anything to do with God. This was her, Mick Kelly, walking in the daytime and by herself at night, in the hot sun and in the dark with all the plans and feelings. This music was her, the real plain her. So let's hear some music.
Once I walked a lonely road, I had no one to share my love. But then you came and showed the way, and now I hope you do stay. You give me life, you are right. Hey, you give me life, and that's right. You give me life, you are right. Hey, you give me life, and that's right. So right, so right, so right. Lonely days of uncertainty, they disappear.
Thank you. still I don't know why. I can't say your name without a crow flying by. Gotta watch my back.
Hi, it's Remix Tape. We just heard My Life is Right, that was by Big Star, then Mystery Train from the band's album Moondog Matinee. They do a bunch of covers of kind of like some honky-tonk stuff, but also there's a cover of Sam Cooke's really beautiful song, Change Is Gonna Come. And then we just heard The Way It Will Be from Gillian Welch and Dave Rollins from their album, which took me a while to get, but I have it finally, The Harrow and the Harvest. And now I'm going to read something else before the next set. This is from The Odyssey, and it's an exchange between Calypso, who is trying to keep Odysseus with her, and Odysseus, who, of course, just wants to go home. So she's in the process, I guess, of leading him away now. Oh, by the way, this translation is by Robert Fagles, so this is one of the most common translations of the Odyssey. And lustrous Calypso quickly led the way, as he followed in the footsteps of the goddess. They reached the arching cavern, man and god as one, and Odysseus took the seat that Hermes just left, while the nymph set out before him every kind of food and drink that mortal men will take. Calypso sat down face to face with the king, and the women served her nectar and ambrosia. They reached out for the good things that lay at hand, and when they'd had their fill of food and drink, the lustrous one took up a new approach. So then, royal son of Laertes, Odysseus, man of exploits, still eager to leave at once and hurry back to your own home, your beloved native land? Good luck to you, even so. Farewell. But if you only knew down deep what pains are fated to fill your cup before you reach that shore, you'd stay right here, preside in our house with me, and be immortal. Much as you long to see your wife, the one you pine for all your days. And yet I just might claim to be nothing less than she, neither in face nor figure. Hardly right, is it, for mortal woman to rival immortal goddess? How? In build? In beauty? Ah, great goddess, worldly Odysseus answered. Don't be angry with me, please. All that you say is true, how well I know. Look at my wise Penelope. She falls far short of you, your beauty, stature. She is mortal after all, and you never age or die. Nevertheless, I pine all my days to travel home and see the dawn of my return. And if a god will wreck me yet again on the wine-dark sea, I can bear that too, with a spirit tempered to endure. Much have I suffered, labored long and hard by now in the waves and wars, and this to the total. Bring the trial on. Even as he spoke, the sun set and the darkness swept the earth, and now, withdrawing into the cavern's deep recesses, long in each other's arms, they lost themselves in love. Thank you.
Fear and call it lust. Let me go away. so many songs, and what a ways to sing. Their voices are bringing trees to their knees with nothing to say when they're speaking.
Hey, we just heard All of Me. That was a performance by Lester Young. Then The Peace from their album Black Power, I Need Mercy. And after that, we heard Paul Robeson's rendition of Shenandoah from this Vanguard, The Essential Paul Robeson. And then lastly, from Palace Music, this album Viva Las Blues, the song The Brute Choir. I have one more thing to read, and then I'll play out with some Jackie Wilson. So I'm reading from a novel by Andrei Platonov that I'm teaching tomorrow. It's called The Foundation Pit. I'm reading... It's toward the beginning of the novel. The novel is about the construction of an all-proletariat home. That is the clearing and the preparation of the foundation for that all-proletarian home. So there's themes in the novel about the sacrifice of workers for a kind of future utopia, and ultimately the sort of tragedy of, I don't know, present life not being able to participate in that utopia. So it's quite an ambivalent work. And the main character's name is Voshev, which is from the word for louse, Vosh. And in this scene, we're learning about the things that he values, the questions that he asks, and we're beginning to think that he can't possibly fit into this society and maybe not even in this world. So this is an excerpt from The Foundation Pit. Exhausted by scant reflection, Voshev bent down and laid himself in the dusty roadside grass. It was hot. A day wind was blowing, and cocks were crowing in some village. Everything had abandoned itself to meek existence. Only Voshev had made himself separate and silent. A dead, fallen leaf lay beside Voshev's head. The wind had brought it there from a distant tree, and now this leaf faced humility in the earth. Voshev picked up the leaf that had withered and hid it away in a secret compartment of his bag, where he took care of all things, of all kinds of objects, of unhappiness and obscurity. You did not possess the meaning of life, supposed Voshev, with the miserliness of compassion. Stay here. And I'll find out what you lived and perished for. Since no one needs you, and you lie about amidst the whole world, then I shall store and remember you. Everything lives and endures in the world without becoming conscious of anything, said Voshev beside the road. And he stood up in order to go, surrounded by universal, enduring existence. It's as if some one man or some handful of men had extracted from us our convinced feeling and taken it for themselves. He walked on down the road until exhaustion. Voshev got exhausted quickly, as soon as his soul remembered that it had stopped knowing truth. Thank you for listening to Remix Tape. Next week we have a mix about female vocalists from librarian Kylie Balin. So please listen again, as always, Wednesday 12 to 1 p.m. here on WJRH. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm going to play out, as promised, with Jackie Wilson. See you next week.